Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
I'm caught up in the game. My attention is on every play and every whistle. But what I'm missing is a signal coming from my kidneys. That signal isn't like a ref's whistle. It's more of a silent SOS, which could be warning me of an increased risk for events like heart attack or stroke. And a way I can catch that signal? A simple urine test called UACR. If you have type 2 diabetes or high blood pressure, talk to your doctor about the UACR test. Detect the SOS. Visit detectthesos.com to learn more.
How you doing?
I'm good. How are you?
Doing good. How you doing, Katie?
I'm doing really good. They said you're out in California. Are you guys visiting Cassidy's family?
I'm up in Idaho, yeah.
Idaho, okay.
Out west. So just doing a quick family hang before we get back on the road. And it's good. Yeah, a few days away from the tour. It's awesome.
Yeah, how are all the kids doing?
Good. I just took my son. He's doing a hockey camp up here. So I just took him, dropped him off at a friend's house to take them over to the camp, and everyone's doing great.
I would say everybody's probably in a different camp this summer, right?
They are, yeah. My one kid in Idaho, one in North Carolina, one in Oklahoma City.
Oh my God. Of course. Like, not only is it three different camps, but they're three different states. I can only imagine how you guys are getting them around.
No, it's crazy. It's absolutely crazy. Where are you? Are you back in Nashville?
I'm back in Nashville. Yeah, I actually got back last night. I was in Paris for a week, and then I went straight to Cape Cod.
Nice.
So yeah, I've been all over the place, but happy.
Paris.
It was amazing. It was hot, but it was just, that's like one of my favorite places. Have you been?
I have. Yeah, it's awesome.
Yeah, it's lovely.
It's when I was there, the Yellow Jacket protests were going on. There seems like there's always some sort of like protest or something happening there. They have a history of that, obviously. So it was like a little crazy getting around because there's a lot of protesting, but it's a great place.
Yeah, definitely. Well, listen, congratulations on the release of the album. I know that you have been working very hard on this for the last 2 years. How does it feel to like have it out?
It's amazing. It's kind of surreal to have it be done. You know, you spend, like you said, so much time working on the album and all the, you know, it's different now than it was when you first started putting up records out. There's so much like kind of preloading that happens now, the little videos you make for each song and releasing tracks along the way before the album comes out. So then once it does come out, it's kind of like, it feels pretty final where it used to be. You know, you put the album out, there's a lot of stuff behind it, you know, that happens. But now with, obviously streaming. Once you put the album out, it's really out and everyone can access every song. And it feels pretty great. I'm really happy to have it out there.
That's awesome. There's several features on here. The first one I want to talk about is the one with Miranda. I was watching a clip the other day of you talking about how you have known her for such a long time. And I'm curious, do you remember like the first time you met Miranda or when you really started to become great friends?
I was telling her and Randy Rogers, I found a picture of Miranda, myself, and Randy Rogers back in like 2000, oh gosh, maybe six. We were on tour together and we were just, it's so much fun. And it reminds me a lot of the tour I'm on now, Zach Top, like just what it's like to be that young and just having that much fun and your kind of whole career ahead of you. And so I just known her for so long. And she's still the same person she was back then. I mean, she's still so fun to be around and just says whatever's on her mind. And I've always wanted to have like a pure like kind of duet. We never had one before. We had my bluegrass record a few years back, I guess about 10 years ago, we had a song with Jamie Johnson. We had a kind of a three-way song. We've never had just the two of us. So this track, Never You, with her, just so fun to have her on that song. And she's just one of the greatest singers. And, she'd hate for me to say this, but she's a future Hall of Fame member. That makes you sound old, but she's going to be in the Country Music Hall of Fame. She's just all time. She's so great. And so happy to have her on that track.
Yeah, and that's such a fun song too, because when I first saw the title, I was like, oh, this is going to be like a Dierks breakup song or something. But I love that it's like got this like beautiful love song sentiment to it.
Yeah, it does feel like kind of Never You feels kind of negative as a title. That's a good Ross Kaufman song right there. But yeah, it turns out it's a love song. So she's perfect for it. I'm so thankful she did it. Really am.
Of course. And then the title track with Johnny Anderson and Riley Green on Broken Branches. One of the things I noticed when I was watching that music video is that Riley is clean shaven during it.
Yeah.
And I was like, oh, was this filmed like right after Mustache Gate where he shaved everything off?
I noticed he grew it right back out again too. He shaved
Yeah.
off. He was gone for like a week, and the week he was gone, he's in my video. So yeah, it was very Mustache Gate when Riley shaved his stash off. But yeah, Riley, I heard that song, Broken Branches. I immediately just kind of thought of him. I thought he'd be great for it. He's a broken branch. You know, he's kind of this, a different. He's a little bit different. He's been doing it his own way, and I just thought he'd be perfect for that song. So Riley's in the studio singing that song, and all of a sudden I was like, oh my gosh, you know who'd be great to have in the song is John Anderson, because he's like the ultimate broken branch off the family tree, which that song talks about. So I got John Anderson. I got his number through a friend. Actually, the guy that owns Bass Pro Shops gave me his number, and so I called him up, and yeah, he doesn't really text much, doesn't really use an iPhone. He kind of just is a flip phone kind of guy, and he came in the studio like a couple days later. Could have been nicer about it, and just to be in the studio with John Anderson and Riley Green. It's so fun to be around those two guys and have the three of us together on a track. I mean, it was what I love about it was just super organic. It wasn't something that was planned out at all. It's just kind of like, oh, it'd be great to have Riley on the song. And I man, now that Riley's here, it'd be kind of great to have John Anderson. So really organic kind of collaboration, and John Anderson is everything you wish he could be. He is that guy. He's just so down to earth and so funny and so cool.
That's awesome. Talk about why you wanted to name the album after that song, because I feel like it's just a great representation of you. Like, you always have these like really fun, funny songs.
Yeah. It just felt like that song really kind of like represented the album, I guess. I was writing a bunch of songs, like the usual kind of country songs about heartbreak and whiskey and Jesus and small towns and love, and it just kind of ended up feeling like, that song Broken Branches, it's the hook is broken, we're all broken branches off the family tree, about a bunch of people that kind of left their hometowns. And in my mind, the song's about, going to Nashville and chasing this dream. So just everything that goes along with that, all the heartache and the faith and leaning on the whiskey a little bit and everything that goes into chasing that dream, kind of like that song kind of like encompassed all that. So I thought it'd be a great representation of the album, that song would be.
Yeah. And then you've been out on tour. You're going to be out through the end of August. What have some of
Yeah.
the highlights from that been?
Oh gosh. I mean, the crowd's been great. For me, it's always about the opening bands. I've had so many great people to tour with. I mean, when I look back at my life at some point, it'll all be about just like who I get a chance to share the road with. I mean, Jordan Davis and John Party and the Brothers Osborne and Cole Swindell. I mean, it just had so many, Chase Rice, so many great openers. This year, the band Lula is kicking things off, and I had no idea who they were until early this year when my manager kind of turned my attention towards them, and they're just so talented. They're such great singers. Logan, the girl, and Malachi, the guy who make up band Lula. And then, of course, having Zach Top going on directly before. Zach is like once in a lifetime kind of generational talent. Honestly, it's like he's just going to be the sky's the limit for this guy. And he's everything I love about a country singer. He's got to start bluegrass music like all the greats did, like Keith Whitley, Ricky Skaggs, Dwight Yoakam. He started off in bluegrass and great flat picker. And then, now he's in country music, and he's just writing great songs and great singer, fun to be around, and just watching the crowds pour in early to be there for him has been fun. And backstage, him and his band, they're just such great people. They're so fun to be around. It's a lot of youthful energy that reminds me a lot of back in the day when Miranda and Lambert and I were first starting off, and just really fun to be around.
Zach is so goofy too.
Yeah, very goofy. Super goofy. Yeah. It's funny.
What have you thought about some of the like highly inappropriate signs that women are holding up during his set? Have you seen these?
Yeah, I did see that. Yeah. Zach, you can be on top. I mean, they're getting pretty creative with the top thing and the mustache. He's got it, man. People are he's got that thing that is hard to describe. I mean, obviously there's the singing and the musicianship, but there's just some intangible thing too that's connected to all that as well that people are just going crazy for. So it's fun for me. I just had a front row seat every day to see this kind of thing happening is exciting. And for me, as someone that loves country music and loves that kind of country music, it's good to know. It just feels like the future of country music's in great hands.
For sure.
Hey, Ryan Reynolds here. Wishing you a very happy half-off holiday because right now Mint Mobile is offering you the gift of 50% off unlimited. To be clear, that's half price, not half the service. And Mint is still premium unlimited wireless for a great price. So that means a half day. Yeah? Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3 month plan equivalent to $15 per month required. New customer offer for first 3 months only. Speed slow after 35 gigabytes of networks busy. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
I was laughing a few months ago because there was a story that started recirculating talking about how you, before becoming a member of the Grand Ole Opry, had actually been banned for life for a short period of time. Will you tell this story?
Yeah. Someone just asked me about that the other day as well. Yeah, so I used to work at TNN, the National Network, which is a building directly across the driveway from where the Grand Ole Opry is. And on Fridays, you could just sign this piece of paper and let them know you're going to come over. So I'd sign this piece of paper, say, hey, I'm going to be at the Opry tonight. And you could get a pass to come in backstage and watch the show. It was great. I'd do it every Friday and Saturday. And then I'd go down to Lower Broadway afterwards. So it was like the perfect mix of like kind of old school country, the Opry stuff, you know, with like Minnie Pearl and Porter Wagoner and the Osmond Brothers and Mike Snyder, just these kind of watching the greats do their thing and then go to Lower Broadway and see what the kids are doing and really just good education. And I did it every weekend. And I get, you know, they send an email out to my employer saying, hey, Dirk's a nice guy, but he can't come to the Opry like every single night. He has to be, sorry, we just can't have him back there every night. So they kind of kicked me out from backstage from doing that back then. So luckily, a few years later, I got the ultimate backstage pass with my membership to the Grand Ole Opry in 2005. But yeah,
so this wasn't like a this wasn't a lifetime ban the way that this
no,
like
no, no.
the way that this like story was, made it sound like.
No, it makes it sound like I was out there kicking out the footlights and,
right.
and causing problems. So I was just too big of a fan, going too often.
That's so funny. Well, we're over halfway through 2025. Got the album out. Tour is going to wrap up in August. What else are you excited about for the rest of the year?
Well, yeah, the album is, you know, the beginning of the year is pretty busy trying to put out an album and launch a tour. It's that's a lot. And so just to have the album out, to have the album be out there and now just be able to focus strictly a few months where I can just really focus on the tour and just the show, but even more so just like the fun of being on the road with my band and crew and Zach's people and you know, just the daily life out on the road. You know, there's some pickleball, there's some cold plunging, there's some beer drinking. It's just a little bit of everything. It's just kind of like a little bit of like a summer camp in some way. And so it doesn't last very long. There's like a couple weeks where I just don't have to work on it, anything really besides that. My kids are all their own camps. So I'm just really excited about the rest of the summer, just having fun doing the tour.
That's great. And then I'm sure that like your wife appreciates like tour wraps.
Yes.
By the time that kids are going back to school, so you can be in, like, I'm sure the kids are happy to have you home to be like in full dad mode. Yeah. Going into the fall.
We try to wrap it up. Yeah, we try to wrap it up by September because it's just a lot. There's a lot of travel hockey. There's just a lot of, like, I always say when this tour ends, my hockey tour begins, because my son plays hockey all over the country. So I got to be home to start a different tour.
Right. I think it was the last time we were talking, you were saying that Jordan was trying to inquire about getting like a child acting agent. Has she made any progress
Jordan
with this?
She's in Oklahoma City right now doing a theater program. She's working on a play out there. And so when she's back too, she's involved in a high school musical thing. And it's just a lot, you know. They all have their little hopes and dreams. And I feel like I've had a chance to chase mine. So anything I can do to help them with theirs, which is mostly just driving them places. That's the biggest role I guess I have. And they all picked careers that I have, you know, I can't help out much in. Like, I don't know much about musical theater. I mean, I've learned a lot in hockey. I mean, I love hockey. It's my favorite sport, but I don't know anybody in the hockey business. So my job basically is just to like kind of drive them to and from.
Is Evie going into her sophomore, junior, senior year? What is she doing?
My oldest daughter's going to be a junior, yeah. And
oh, my God. That's crazy.
She's been singing the national anthem for a bunch of different things, which is totally, you know, a bizarre kind of thing that she got into. You get asked one time and you do a good job. The next thing you know, you're doing it for all sorts of things. So for baseball games and basketball games and local, like, high school track meets and stuff, she's singing the anthem everywhere, which is very nerve-wracking as a parent to watch that.
I was going to say, because I feel like I've talked to, you know, Carrie Underwood's like, if I can like go the rest of my life without having to sing the national anthem at something, because it's just so
Carrie's
intense.
Like the perfect singer for it.
No, I know. But like, and even Chris Stapleton says that now. He's like, I've done it at the Super Bowl. I'm not doing it anymore.
Yeah.
But
I always say, yeah, there's Chris Stapleton, there's Whitney Houston, and then there's like no one else. I mean, I used to do it all the time. And looking back at it, I'm like, I can't believe I sang that song, because it's just such a hard song to sing. There's so many, it's just, yeah.
Well, there's so much pressure, because if you mess it up, you'd never live it down.
Carrie Underwood could sing it, you know, she could wake up and just sing it. She's so good. Not me. I'm done. Anybody asks me, I'm going to pass them on to my daughter.
We're leaving that up to Evie. Dirks, thank you so much for the time today. It was great to see you. Congratulations on the album, and enjoy the rest of tour, and we'll see you back in town this fall.
Okay. Thank you so much for the time. I really appreciate it.
Of course. Always. Take care, Dirks.
All right, bye, Katie.
Bye.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
I'm caught up in the game. My attention is on every play and every whistle. But what I'm missing is a signal coming from my kidneys. That signal isn't like a ref's whistle. It's more of a silent SOS, which could be warning me of an increased risk for events like heart attack or stroke. And a way I can catch that signal? A simple urine test called UACR. If you have type 2 diabetes or high blood pressure, talk to your doctor about the UACR test. Detect the SOS. Visit detectthesos.com to learn more.
In communities across the country, hourly Amazon employees earn an average of over $23 an hour, with opportunities to grow their career and their paycheck. Learn more at aboutamazon.com.
This is Free Range with Von Miller, the podcast where I step outside the lines and I take you with me. Each week, we're talking everything from the biggest stories around the league to the biggest stories off the field. This isn't your average sports podcast. This is game meets culture, locker room meets living room, and no topic is off limits. So if you're into good conversations that ruffle a few feathers, Join me every Wednesday and follow Free Range with Von Miller everywhere you get your podcasts.